Have you ever wanted to learn how to crochet, or you already know how to and just want to learn a little bit more? Well then, you've come to the right place, because this is the ultimate beginner's guide to crocheting. Hello, my name is Puni and I will be walking you through everything you need to know about crocheting, from getting started, the materials, and even some project ideas. I hope at the end of the podcast, if you're on the fence on whether or not you want to learn to crochet, I can successfully give you that motivation or help you make that decision if you want to continue with crocheting. Okay, so my personal experience into getting into crochet was a little bit of a weird one. I actually kind of officially got into it just a little over a year and a half ago, but I started my official project a little over 2.5 years ago. So basically what had happened was I was on TikTok, I was just scrolling on TikTok, and I saw a trend where people were crocheting these mini bumblebee plushies. And it was more like an impulsive decision because I went into this without any research, motivation, commitment, none of that. I was just like, I want to make this. I have no clue what I'm doing, but I'm going to make it. So I went to Michael's, and instead of making like a little keychain size plushie, I had actually went and I was like, I am going to make this like 10 times bigger. So I got this jumbo yarn, and my plan was to make like a big pillow size plushie. Obviously, as you expected, that did not turn out how I wanted to at all. So I had lost all motivation to crochet and I completely stopped. Until fast forward around a year later, a family friend of mine actually recommended me to get into crocheting. So ever since then, I've just been a great crochet lover. I absolutely love crocheting, not only because it's a good way to get experience and it teaches you useful skills, but you also gain these handmade projects at the end of it, these little handmade gifts. And I just think it's so cute because it isn't just one category of stuff. You can make literally anything as long as you put your mind to it. And I truly do believe that crocheting can be for anyone, as long as you have the commitment, as long as you have everything you need in order to get started. Speaking about getting started, we are gonna get started about talking about how to get started into crocheting. So how to get that motivation and that commitment, and how to know that this is something you genuinely want to do and it's not just an impulsive decision like I had made with the bumblebee. So my first main tip into getting started is to 100% do your research. So you can just go on the internet, do a little research on crocheting, but what I love to do as a visual learner is just go on YouTube, scroll on TikTok, and just look at anything crocheting related. And whether that be some tutorials, some crochet with me, just anything that I think will let me decide whether or not I want to continue with this. You also want to ask yourself if you are truly ready for this, if you truly have the time for this, because crocheting isn't just something you learn in a day and you're like, boom, done, I'm a pro at this. The learning, the getting started part is the hardest part for almost everyone, so that is the part that's going to take the most time. So you want to make sure you have free time for you to learn it, because once you're done the getting started, you will be on a roll, you will be amazing at crocheting. It's just really all of that that's difficult at first. But like I mentioned earlier, if you do put your mind to it, if you really, really are dedicated, anyone can learn how to crochet. Even if that means you haven't even touched a piece of yarn before or you already have prior background knowledge, I can guarantee you, you will be able to learn how to crochet if you really want to. So now let's talk about materials. Now, this is not going to be your bougie notions, just the general basic necessities for crocheting. Of course, you're going to need different materials for the different types of crochet you do, such as amigurumi and clothing. You're going to need certain supplies for that, but this is going to be a very general thing. And if you decide you want to do a certain type of crocheting, you can do some more further research on the materials. Of course, if you want to get into crocheting, you're going to need what crocheting is based off of, which is yarn. Now, yarn comes in a whole bunch of different sizes and colors and materials. It's just such a big variety. There are different types of yarn. So there's the authentic types of yarns, which is like wool. And then there's also your synthetic, which is yarn that's like acrylic yarn. I 100% recommend using acrylic yarn when you first get started, not only because it's super affordable, but also because it's easy to work with. Majority of people use acrylic yarn, so you're already gonna have so many tutorials that are using acrylic yarn, but also because it's small, it's found everywhere, it's just a very common yarn. You can buy a bundle of acrylic yarn at Walmart for $4 to $6, but if you get something like wool yarn, they can be like at least $12 a bundle. So obviously, if we're relating back to that commitment thing, you don't want to be spending $12 on something you don't know you're fully like ready for. Something to keep in mind though is if you already know that you want to steer towards making clothing, acrylic yarn can be itchy for some people. Some people find acrylic yarn uncomfortable to wear. Personally, I find it completely fine. I find it, if anything, comfortable. But I do know that the majority of people do like using those authentic yarns for crocheting clothing. But like I said, just as a beginner, stick to acrylic. And once you've kind of advanced in your skills and you're more experienced, you can kind of make that transition into those authentic yarns. Of course, along with crocheting, you're going to need a hook. Not two needles, because that is knitting. We do not want to get mixed up between those, but a hook. Just like yarn, hooks can come in all different sizes, colors, and even materials. So as a beginner crocheter, I 100% recommend sticking with medium-sized yarn. Now that's just the perfect size, because if you go too tiny, it's gonna be really difficult to see your stitches, but if you go too big, it will become a big, big mess. So that's why I like to go in between, which is just that medium-sized yarn. So you want to match your crochet hook with the type of yarn you're using. So typically the yarn you buy will mention what size hook you should be using. Color and material is honestly your preference. There's not going to be someone telling you, you have to use this color, you have to use this material. But a great start is just a simple metal. Color doesn't really matter, but a good little metal hook. Now, if you are going to use medium-sized yarn, some certain sizes that can work are 5mm, 6mm, etc. If you're going for smaller yarn, you get a smaller size, so 1mm, 2mm, 3mm. And of course, if you're going for a bigger size yarn, you're going to go for a bigger size hook, so 10mm, 11mm, continuing. And this might seem a little bit strange to talk about, but I feel like it should be said. When you're holding it, when you've bought your yarn and your hook and you're starting to practice, you know, just watching a YouTube tutorial, watching someone crochet with you, make sure that you hold your crochet hook how you want to. Don't try to like move your hand so they kind of hold it how that person is holding it. Hold it however it is comfortable for you. That's because I like to think of crochet hooks kind of like pencils. Not everyone holds a pencil the same way. I'm going to be holding it different than you do. And yeah, I might look over at you and think it's a little weird how you're holding it because I'm not used to it. But either way, you both write good. That's just how crochet hooks work. So don't try to force your hand into an uncomfortable position. Instead, just hold the hook, hold the yarn, everything however you like, and soon you'll kind of get used to that. So with that aside, I also want to talk about getting influence for other things. Of course, when you're getting started, you're going to be watching a whole bunch of YouTube videos, a whole bunch of TikTokers. You're going to be talking to your friends that crochet. And you might kind of put yourself down when you see other people crocheting, because you're going to be seeing more experienced crocheters crocheting faster than you, crocheting more than you. They might have been like crocheting a cardigan in a week while you're still stuck on the same stitch in a week. And it's very important to make it clear that that is completely okay. Do not let that make you lose motivation. Because those YouTubers you're watching have like millions of subscribers and they're like amazing 5-star crocheters. But if you go talk to a friend who's your typical average crocheter, I can assure you they probably cannot make a cardigan in a week. So don't set such high standards for yourself, because everyone's going to be working at their own pace and eventually you will get to a pace that fits just for you. One really important topic that I feel like gets to the best of us is losing motivation, how to get it back, and also what I like to call losing your crojo, which is basically just your motivation for crocheting. You can ask anyone and they would be lying if they tell you they have never, at least once in their life, lost motivation to crochet. Now that motivation can be lost for a day, a week, a month, or even a year. You can lose it for however long, and that is completely normal. And one thing I want to make clear is don't pressure yourself into getting out of your crocheting slump, and don't pressure yourself into getting the motivation back. So don't rush yourself by being like, oh my gosh, I have to quickly make this scarf, just do it. I don't care if you don't want to do it, you're going to do it. Instead, just kind of take your time with it and go with the flow. But of course, if you do want to get back into crocheting but just can't, there are some ways to do that. Kind of like getting started, I love watching different YouTube videos or like some sort of videos about crocheting. That way, if I see someone else doing it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I completely forgot how fun it was. Maybe I should try it. And that's what I really love about crocheting, is I can do anything in the background. So I can be like, you know, crocheting my stitches, making a little plushie while I'm watching YouTube in the background, while I'm reading a book, while I'm watching Netflix, whatever. Yes, as a beginner, that would be a little bit more difficult because you have to focus on your stitches, but once you get the main idea of crocheting, you can easily do that. So I feel like that's another thing I kind of have to remember. It's if maybe a reason why I'm not crocheting is because I want to watch this new show that's out, I can just think to myself, I can do both. So while I'm watching that new show, I could be starting to crochet. If, of course, that doesn't work out, there are a whole bunch of other ways, such as starting a new project. If you've been, like, kind of just steering towards the same project, if you've been always making a scarf, maybe you should try something new. So instead of always making a scarf, try making a hat. Sometimes people kind of just need to change it up, and maybe you can even upscale a little bit. So instead of just doing a new project, you can kind of start a new type of crocheting. So I will mention this later, but there are different types of crocheting that can be clothing, accessories, amigurumi, a whole bunch of things. And maybe you were kind of just in one kind of type of crocheting and you realize maybe that isn't for you anymore. That is completely okay. You can 100% try doing something new and I'm sure you will love it. But of course, you don't need to be in only one type of crochet. I know so many people who don't really like to categorize themselves into a certain type of crocheting style. They just kind of do whatever they're in the mood for, which is also perfect. But for an example, I used to be really, really into amigurumi, which is basically some plushies, these little stuffies you can crochet. And I suddenly had like this like couple of month long crocheting slump and I just could not get myself to crochet. Until I decided that I should make a little handbag, and I've never done anything like this before. So I made a handbag, and suddenly that like inspired me and motivated me, and I absolutely loved crocheting again, and now actually I'm more into the bags and more into the accessories rather than the plushies. So just know that it's completely fine, because if you asked me like last year, do you think you're gonna ever get into a new style of crocheting, I would 100% say, no, no way, I love my style. But here I am and I've now officially changed. And I do know for a fact it will probably change in a year or two from now. Now it is time for the fun part, which is project ideas. So I'm going to be talking over specific projects you can do and also just like the general types of crocheting. We did touch up on that a little bit in the past, but we will be going like full in depth now. So as a beginner, I would recommend doing any sort of specific projects that consists of the same stitches again and again. So that's why I always recommend to someone just doing a scarf, because a scarf is a one long rectangle and you do the same stitches, just the continuous stitches. Yes, that can be repetitive, but that's gonna really, really teach you to get into the habit of making perfect stitches. But keep in mind that the first time you're making that scarf, it is not gonna be perfect. You're gonna get loose stitches, it's gonna be wonky, it's gonna be slanted, it might be too short, and that is completely okay. If you do want to practice something like that, but you know you're going to mess up and you do not want to waste yarn on making a scarf that you're probably not going to wear, then you can just kind of make what I like to call a little practice square. So you can crochet a little square or whatever size you want. And once you're done, you can unravel the yarn, redo it, and just keep on doing that until you are satisfied with the results. Another thing that I absolutely love is something called granny squares. Now, granny squares are these little crochet squares. They're super easy to learn. And once you learn how to make granny squares, you just immediately learn how to make a whole bunch of different things. With those granny squares, you can stitch the granny squares together and you can make yourself a crochet cardigan. You can put them together and you can make yourself a tote bag. You can put them together, you can make yourself a hat, a scarf, whatever. I love it so much. So those are some super beginner-friendly specific projects, but now I really want to talk about the general types. Just so that way, maybe you guys can get a hint of what you're probably gonna get into when you start to crochet. So I will walk you guys through every single type of crocheting, or at least just the common ones. Of course, there's endless amounts, endless varieties, but these are just like the common ones that most people do. First one is clothing. That one's quite self-explanatory, but you can make a cardigan, you can make yourself a pair of pants. I've seen people do that, a tank top. Super cute, and I absolutely love it when you go out with a freshly made crochet cardigan and you get so many compliments, and then you get to say, oh yeah, thanks, I actually handmade that. People act so shocked and it just makes you really appreciate your work. Now this is something I'm really into, accessories. Now accessories can be handbags, tote bags, hats, scarves, gloves, whatever. I'm really more into the bag part. I own like 10 crochet bags and it's super cute because like every time I have an outfit I can just ask myself, Which bag matches my outfit today? Because crocheting is completely customizable. Let's say you see someone making something and you want to make it too, but you don't like the color of it, you can change up the color. You don't like the size of it, you can change up the size. It's completely up to you. And then there's also amigurumi, which is basically making plushies or stuffies. I used to be really into that, like I mentioned earlier. Now this isn't as beginner friendly, only because the rest of the types of crocheting, you typically stitch in straight lines to make squares or rectangles, but with this you have to stitch and crochet in a circle. Now the starting step to start the plushie can be very difficult for most people. I've heard so many people have struggled so much as a beginner to get it right. Personally, if you have the right size yarn, that's why I recommend medium-sized yarn. It's really easy to work with. You can get through it with a breeze, but I do know some people do struggle with it. So if you think that that isn't for you, maybe you should wait until you get the basic general knowledge on crocheting other projects, and then you can move on to that. Of course, with that, you're gonna need some other materials, like some stuffing to stuff in your stuffies. But I absolutely love it. It's just so cute, and I feel like it's a perfect gift idea. Like, as I'm actually filming this, I'm looking at a dinosaur plushie I made. I made matching ones with my friend. So it's super cute, because I feel like it's just such a sentimental gift. Like, I would way rather get a handmade gift from someone than just a gift card. And then finally, we have home decor slash home sense. Now, this is like a really big category, I feel like, because like, it's anything that you can kind of find in your house. So that's carpets or rugs. I've seen so many people make this, and I actually really, really want to try this out because my dog, she absolutely loves sleeping or lying down on my crochet projects. So I want to make her a little small circular rug so she can lie down on that, and she'd love it. You can also make coasters. I've seen so many people make super cute coasters, and what's so nice about it is if it gets a stain, you can just toss it into the wash. I also really want to talk about patterns. So patterns in crocheting is basically an explanation on how to make a certain projects. I cannot live without patterns. I always use them. You can have some written patterns. You can have visual patterns. You can make your own patterns. There's just so many options for that. Now the written patterns are just patterns that are of course written, and they walk you through using words, what type of stitches to use, how big you want it. As a beginner, I don't recommend that much because it's really nice to just have that visual aspect, like a video along with it, so that way you can follow along. But if that is something that you are gearing towards, then 100%, there are so many free patterns on the internet. You can just search up some patterns, you'll find it. If not, you can also follow people's blogs for free patterns. I also know major yarn companies such as Yarnspirations have a website with just free patterns. Now there are also video patterns, so that is mainly found on YouTube, where basically it's also a written explanation on the top, or maybe someone's telling you that explanation, but you can also see someone crocheting along with you. So if you mess up a stitch, you can move back, slow the video down, and then see what you made a mistake on and fix that. And finally, our last point to talk about is next steps. So maybe you just want crocheting as a hobby, and that is perfectly fine. But I do know lots of people are like, what's next? What do I do next? What can I do with this? And matter of fact, there's lots of things you can do with crocheting. First, I just want to mention that when you get into crocheting, I feel like this leads to so many other pathways for you to follow. So if you realize that you really like crocheting, you can get yourself into embroidery, knitting, or sewing. Like me personally, I've been crocheting for a while and I realized I'm really into this stuff. So then I got myself a sewing machine and now I also love sewing. But in terms of actually what you can also do next, I know lots of people love to have a little Etsy small business. And I personally think this is a great idea because you don't have to commit full time. You don't have to pre-make hundreds of items, put them on sale and advertise them for so long. You can do that if you want. That is 100% an option. But if you're the type of person who might have way too many projects at their house, you can just like crochet a little plushie, put it on sale for Etsy, maybe just do some advertising on like Instagram, and boom, you just kind of wait for a sale. If that's something you're not interested towards, but you do want to sell your projects, you can 100% look into being a market vendor. So you can go to your local market and you can actually own a booth for a day and you can just sell your projects there. So if your market is having like a big farmers market on Saturday, you can be a vendor there and people will see your booth where you're selling crochet pieces and they can go up and buy it. I do know there are also options to be like a full-time vendor, but of course that is much more work. So if that's not something you're into, there's always just the one day option. Of course, doing something business related is really complex and there are different age requirements and other sorts of requirements. I do know that Etsy takes a certain amount of money that you make for themselves. And I also, of course, know that being a market vendor means that there are going to be some pretty expensive fees. So if that's not something you're quite ready for yet, that is completely okay. If none of those things seem to spark your interest, maybe you want to follow the influencer pathway. So by being an influencer, you can just kind of for fun make some YouTube videos. And obviously, if you do become successful, you will be making some money off of that. But if you do like teaching people, you can make little tutorials or patterns on YouTube. You can make little crochet with me's, crochet hauls. There's just so much you can make about crocheting. If you want to start really, really small, if you just want to be simple, you can obviously just use crocheting to sell once in a while to family or friends. And like I mentioned earlier, it's a great gift to give to family or friends. But of course, I want to make it clear that there is absolutely no pressure to do anything with crocheting. If you just want to keep it as a hobby, that is completely fine because you get so much out of this hobby, so it is perfect as a hobby. Like I mentioned, every single one of those things has their pros and cons, so this isn't something you should just listen to and be like, oh, I want to do this. You should 100% do your research and make sure you want to do it. Alright, so I really do hope that you guys learned a thing or two from this podcast. And if you were on the fence on whether or not you want to continue with crocheting, I really do hope that you do want to continue. And even if this podcast has helped you realize that maybe crocheting isn't for me, I'm so happy about that because I'm happy to be part of that decision-making process. Remember that you are capable of crocheting and it is an amazing and beautiful skill that you can learn as long as you put your mind to it. I want to also thank you all so much for listening and for making it through the end. I just love that I could just talk about crocheting for this long. It's, like I mentioned plenty of times, it's just so beautiful and I absolutely love it. So thank you all once again and happy crocheting!